Sarah, Sarah, whatever will be, will be. I don't know. I just made that up. Is that how it goes? Whose song is that? You know, some things just exist and we're like, what is it? Where is it from? There's just some things I just don't know about. But yes, hello. We are talking about Rise again. And this felt important because obviously I've lifted my embargo against them and I finally reacted to their Odyssey album. After, when did that album came out? It came out 2 months, it came out in April, right? Let me just double check. Because to me, it felt like so much longer because I was not, yeah, it came out in May. I was boycotting everything, and not out of a sense of like, I want SM to pay. Of course I want SM to pay, but I also understand that these businesses will operate in ways that are unfair. And most of the times you're not gonna get your way. They're not gonna listen, they don't care. And we also need to stop thinking of these entities as one person. There's multiple people who are tied to multiple people making massive decisions that when you're protesting, where's your energy going? Because you do know there are shareholders involved, there's budgets, there's stocks, and there's so much to it, more than just like, let's make someone feel bad. They don't care. Of course, to an extent, they did care, because when it was a large scale boycott in October and all those brands and all the shops not buying Rise albums, I think that's why we got a proper solo career for Sunghan. I don't think it would have been as good and as legit as it is now if we didn't boycott that hard then. And I think that was the best case scenario then. It just took a lot of us a lot longer to accept the outcome more than others. And I think some people never will accept it. Some people are still gonna say, put him back into a Rise in 4 years' time. It's like, girl, move on. I'm sorry to keep it real with you, but it might not sound ideal, but unfortunately, this is as good as it gets. And you have to remember, right? We know, or at least I would like to think, a lot of us are aware of how the Korean power dynamics are and the issues there are with hierarchy and the issues there are with misogyny and all these things, and how we know these things, similar to the West. Why do you think these same people who are in this culture and can disregard people who are oppressed in any way are going to care that much and really give you what you want? They're also people with their own selfish instincts and whatever. They're going to do what they want to do. And I think where we got to is kind of the best case scenario, because especially seeing how Sunghan's career is being handled and how it's being branded, it feels right to me. It feels exciting, it feels fresh, it feels just, and it feels like that was really his true destiny. He would have shined in Rise, but as I'm going to talk about in this video, would that have been the best scenario for him in terms of his artistic expression? I don't know, but let's talk about it. After Sunghan was announced to be a soloist, I naturally just didn't want to engage in Rise's content anymore, because although Wonbin stood up for him, and that was one of the bravest things an idol could do, especially a rookie, I just found it awful knowing that it felt like I was also ignoring their pain if I engaged in their content, because it meant the company was still getting the viewerships and the sales and the streams and the views, so they can carry on not protecting their members and making the wrong decisions. So I naturally just bowed out. And to be fair, they were smart to also disappear for, I guess it was 7 months. Yeah, six months. December till May. And I think that was a very, very smart thing, because by the time the new album was being promoted or teased, enough time had passed. I need to say this as well. Before Sunghan came back in October, a few months before that, I was fine. I was watching OT6 content. I was watching the dance behinds, the recording behinds. Like, I was really enjoying Rise again. Because I was like, you know, I'd accepted that, I don't know, it was in limbo. We didn't know if it was going to come back or not. And I thought, you know what? They're hinting at him coming back. Let's just get into the content. So once he definitely came back and then he left again, I was like, okay, I'm not watching anything. I'm not engaging with anything. Then when the album came out, I think people were asking, once again, are you going to react to the album? Are you going to react to the album? And I was just like, no, I've got no interest. Until I know what's happening with Seunghan, it doesn't feel right. And I don't even mean in terms of like my morality or I want to punish SM. No, it just, for me personally, it didn't feel good to watch six people have to pretend a seventh person never existed. That's what I found uncomfortable. Like, I cannot suspend my disbelief, especially if you're now marketing yourselves as if you've always been six and taking pictures of you as six in a way that's similar to pictures you had when you were seven. I didn't like all of that, especially knowing that's not their choice. Although it may be, some of it may be their choice as they've also would like to move on, I'm guessing, you never know. But we know for the most part, it's the company's choice. So I was not feeling it. So then I left it. Then when we saw Seunghan's coming back in July, I was like, oh my God, exciting. This sounds good. And then obviously we saw how much freedom he has. And I was like, okay, this is looking good. But then initially he wasn't being promoted on the SM Town thing. So I wasn't sure. So I was still holding back on Rise. And I was still a bit curious. But then when I heard, is it Bad Back, Bad Bitch Built? Anyway, when I heard that song, I was like, oh, this is not sounding promising. Oh, I don't know what I'm missing out on here. And then I was like, okay, I wasn't sure. And then I left that. And then people were talking. And then I saw a little bit of fly up, I'm sure, on TikTok or something. I was like, wait, what's going on? What's this sound? And I still was like, okay. And then everyone was talking about this song, Another Life, Another Life, Another Life. So now that one I was curious about. Now, as you all know, obviously the first episode of this podcast, which then tied it up perfectly for me to find a topic to talk about that would get traction, I was like, okay, let me listen to this song on the podcast for the first time. And obviously the people who watch on Patreon then also saw my reaction to it. That was also, then that was like me finally, so this was before we'd really gotten others, because I had to talk about the both simultaneously because they are tied together in this destiny for that time. So simultaneously, we've got Seunghan now is, I think, not dropping teasers, but he's practicing the choreo and all these things. Cool, cool, cool. And then once he dropped Heavenly Blue, or we knew he was dropping an intro performance video, and knowing that he's performing at SM Town Tokyo and he's going to be at music shows, that to me, I was like, I've gotten what I wanted. My baby's okay. Looks like things are going to be good. He seems really happy. He's super open. He's got his own merch. He's got such an exciting artistic freedom that, you know what? I'm ready for Rise again. So some of you probably would have watched the reaction of me reacting to the Odyssey album. Now my full thoughts, obviously I did talk about it a little bit in the reaction as well. But the biggest concern for me here, now let me start with the good stuff. The biggest positives are the vocal growth. Wow, these boys sound fantastic. I'm very eager to watch the concert, to watch their behind footage, to the recording, all the rehearsals with that. I'm very excited because I can hear how much Wonbin has grown vocally, how much Eunsook sounded, he was one of the standouts for me in this album. And he's never caught my attention before because a lot of the times I've always felt like he doesn't want to be there. He's got that demeanor. But my God, his vocals were eating. His tone, it sounds so mature and full. Anton as well has some moments. So he is one of the best vocalists in the fifth generation. He may be the best, actually. No, let me learn. There's actually a lot of strong people. But on a technical level, the things he's doing with his voice are insane. Insane. The fact that he can belt so high with vibrato is crazy to me. And his tone doesn't sound as pinched as it used to. He needs a Mugen service. Actually, where was the Mugen service? Oh, was that when there was a boycott with SM? And anyway, so his vocals, he's probably the most exciting member to me in Rise, because I also think he's an excellent dancer, and excellent in a way that's also effortless. He moves, he's got sauce, he's got charisma. There's something about how he moves. He just has it. So he really excites me. So to hear the vocal growth, I was super impressed by that. Their choreo throughout the album from the songs, fantastic as well. So those the positives, and even the fact that they did do this whole visual movie, this visual album, that was a nice touch, because we don't really get that in K-pop, to really go through this journey. Even though I do think it should have been more tied in into a journey, it felt more like an anthology of just videos thrown in together with a little bit of in between behind the scenes, which is a shame. But maybe it's a first of many. If they stick to this, that could be something that at least sets them apart from the others. So yeah, those are a lot. Those are the main pluses for me. I would say the vocal growth is really beautiful, especially where people think there's not a lot of great singers in the fifth generation. It's like, think again. Between Rise and Boy Next Door, we've got some solid male vocalists in the fifth generation, as well as other groups, obviously. Okay, now said the good stuff, let's get into the not so good stuff. What on earth is happening with their musical identity? And do you know what's funny? We all had reservations, or I remember discussing this before, when SM said their concept is emo pop, or was it? I tried to remember this in the first episode. I think it was, yeah, emo pop. And we were like, what the hell does that mean? Because emotional pop, yeah. Because that's so broad. That could mean anything. So we should have known from then that things were not were not set in stone. And it's a shame, because they've got so much charisma, and they've got every member is so unique looking. Like, it's not one of those groups where it feels like, oh, they've just found some people who've got talent. No, they've got star quality, all six of them. And what, there were seven at the time. So when we heard emotional pop, I was like, oh dear. I don't like the sound of this. And let's remember, this is in 2003. So this is when SM is going through, oh, to be a fly on a wall that understands Korean during the times. I would have had a ball. I would have loved to know what was happening. So I think that also impacted their debut in not really knowing what to do with them. So we had Siren come out, which was hip hop, just a dance practice thing, a dance video. Cool. A few months late. And then we had Memories come a little bit later than that, which was a simple pop song that sounded like a disbandment song. And then their debut was Get a Guitar, which feels like a Glee kind of musical theater kind of song. And I was like, okay, what's going on here? And I think in their defense, right, when you compare Odyssey to the three songs I've mentioned, you had the Big Back song. You had that, which is similar to Siren in a way, except it sounds like a rehash of NCT U Bat, which is not a good thing. Then you have Memories, which is similar to Another Life in a way. No, not that. It's similar to another song on the album. And then you have Get a Guitar, which was similar to, I guess, Boom Boom Bass last year. So there is a connecting theme. I just think they're connecting the wrong theme for the wrong group of people. For me, Rise should be trendy, sexy, in a way that's like saucy. Not to be sexualized, before the fucking morality warriors come on here and be like, why do we have to sexualize? Shut up. Source. Because people pretend as though allure and attractiveness and being saucy is not the reason why you're obsessed with the group. It plays a massive part. Trust me, you're pretending that it doesn't, but a lot of you fantasize about being attracted to these people. So pretending it's not a necessary ingredient really irritates me. So for me, their sound borders too much on corny and a little bit cheesy. And maybe that's why they're super popular with the general public as well. I got to think about it from a business sense. From a business sense, they are insanely popular and they're selling a lot. Probably because they are keeping their sound like that. However, You then have Close Your Eyes debut with All My Poetry, beautiful R&B song, and they get these wins, and they come back with, what was the song called? This one just recently. Oh my God, Pink Candy, that was a B-side. Anyway, their title track, Spring Summer, not September, Spring Summer. Winter Summer, Snowy Summer, the whole album. Anyway, they come back with that, they still maintain that sound, and they sell really well. So imagine if that sound with what had the backing of SM. Oh my God. So it's not really the fact that they have to keep their music cheesy. I think their star quality is what people are into rather than their musical identity. But I could be wrong. So yeah, I get confused by that, especially when we look at their seniors. EXO came with a strong concept, although that was a very long time ago. NCT U with 7 Cents was also very unique and different, and they kind of maintained that concept as NCT. NCT Dream evolved sonically and were very consistent as well. NCT Wish, their juniors, came with, and once again, they're lucky because they had the NCT brand attached to them. They have a very consistent sound, which is reminiscent of old school NCT Dream. Now, when we talk about the NCT problem, perhaps this is exactly why Rise is all over the place. Maybe SM has an issue trying to make them distinctive on their own without attaching them to the NCT sound, because then again, there would just be another NCT. And let's be honest, I was one of the people, and I say let's because I'm sure it wasn't just me, when Rise dropped Siren, it was kind of like, should it just be part of NCT? Especially knowing two of the members were in NCT before. So maybe that's part of the issue that SM has in trying to make them distinctive. And then so then they're going for this vibe. But I would have preferred, right, if instead of doing this High School Musical kind of Disney songs, give them something akin to TXT, Sugar Rush Ride, or Love Song, or something like, once again, All My Poetry. Or, because actually, do Rise have a song with Dem Joints yet? Maybe that's why they don't. Because, like I did, their debut song, Step It Up. Oh my God, I was like, Rise should be doing this. That is a Rise song to me. Because it's Dem Joints. But then some people said, oh, this is so NCT. So maybe that's why they don't have it. Then maybe that's why. But this... there's so many opportunities out there sonically to go, and it feels like we're stuck in somewhere that's a bit too feel good for a group that is that beautiful, trendy, and saucy. I don't know, because even ARC have something like New Kids production wise. If Rise was doing that, that would also eat. Even their new song, Awesome, or the music that Next are doing, or really, that would eat with Rise as well. So there are different genres out there they could be doing that people don't associate with NCT, but maybe SM just wants to play it safe. But at this point, it's like, how long are we going to play it safe for? A lot of people who did listen to the album particularly loved Another Life, and I can see why. Another Life felt the verses are really nicely produced with that kind of like the underwater finger click. It reminds you of a Magic Jordan, that energy. Oh, actually, it reminds me of a Majid Jordan song, actually, now that I think of it. On the verses, the vocals eat, the chorus is a bit weird, but it works. That's probably one of the most experimental songs they've done. And I do wonder where they go from here, because now we've had a full album. I'm guessing, we'll find out, I guess, on August 6th, what the Q4 plans are. But I would like a mini in December and see what they do with that. Because now it's like we can start on a clean slate. Everything is Gucci now. No one's got the pitchforks up anymore. Well, some people still do, and they will hold on to those pitchforks for a long time, I assume. But for the majority, everyone's kind of like, okay, let's get on with it. And I'm curious what they'll do next. So yeah, and the thing about them as well with the earlier songs, it's like the rebrands were happening too quickly. To go from Siren to Memories to Get a Guitar, it's hard for people to then latch on to who you are. They should have done it maybe over time. Maybe it wouldn't have been so, it wouldn't have been so, we would have got so much whiplash from it, lol. And it goes into that as well. different centers. I made an episode praising Esper's continued growth and beautiful trajectory and all these things. But then you've got this label mate struggling to find what makes sense. And it could be because of the different centers and how they work. But it could be so easy with Rise, even with introducing some subunits or some solo moments or something to really expand the artistry. And actually, I'm curious, I don't even know if any of them play instruments or not, or they like to write. And I don't think we know who they are artistically, and they've not been on enough shows as well to show off their artistry or their singing or things that are more that. I would love for them to do the busking show. Once again, why is Sohee and Wombin not doing the busking show? That's dinner to begin again. Let's hear their taste. Let's hear what they like musically. And let's be real, I've also not been in tune. So maybe some of the things people know who've been with them, but I know they've also been away for 5 months, 6 months. So I'm sure you know as much as I do. Let's hear a bit of and learn a bit more about who they are as artists. Then I think then that will naturally impact their music as well. And I don't think they really need like lore or a narrative that is, you know, like, oh, this is so unique to them. I think that's kind of outdated now. But when we look at Hostile Hearts, yes, you're going to hear them in every episode, I fear. They don't have much of a concept either, which some people have criticized, but they've got enough of a direction when they talk about chase your choice and having this theme of a school, because we saw the map of them going to school in the trailer video and in the chase, although they're dancing in the mall, but then in style, they're now in school. So there's a sense of this has been planned. And that's what we need. That's all we need. I need Rise to feel as though their journey has been mapped out, rather than we're just throwing things at the wall to see what sticks. They would really benefit from that, especially hearing how much they've grown vocally. They clearly are putting in the work, and even how they've grown dance-wise as well. So there's a lot of things that could be done there, but I would definitely like a concept for them that is specific to them and feels like we're learning who they are. So hopefully we do get a Mujin service so we can hear them pick songs that are their choices and songs that they really like. Then we can go from there, and I'm sure that would naturally help them develop more, because at the moment it doesn't feel like they've had much of a chance to. And maybe because it has been a very traumatic 2 years, I'll give them that as well. Let's keep it simple, and we can see this new era now as a chance for them to regrow and redevelop and really find what works for them, because it's never too late, and they're super popular and they look amazing and they have all the right ingredients. So yeah, I'm looking forward to their growth, and Odyssey was a decent start. And especially with Ember to Solar. And people did say, to be honest, a lot of the songs on the album kind of felt as though they were tributes to their seniors. And I can hear that. So, you know, like the song that sounds like an EXO song, Ember to Solar sounds like a TVXQ song. So there is that. But the vocal showcase in a song was amazing. So yeah, maybe that kind of was like a closing of a chapter. And now we're going to discover and show you who we are now. So I hope that'll be the case. And yeah, next week we're going to talk about Seunghan's debut. Yeah, speak to you a lot then. Bye.